Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Sully, football is in the air. And I'm not talking OTAs. We've got much more interesting stuff. It is a Sully study on how to make football great again. Michael? Oh, my God, it's the old Blitz music?
Yeah, and the Game Day Uncensored music.
What a wild card. This is
so,
what a treat.
NBC Sports put this out there. Smart NFL people share 25 ways to make pro football better. Let's rifle through these, see if you agree, disagree, whatever. First one from Ron Wolf. Simple. Cut down on flags this year.
Absolutely. It's just, you're at a point where every play you feel like there's a flag. It's too many stoppages. It's too much penalty yardage. Agreed.
Next one from our buddy Dean Blandino.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to hear your response to this.
Oh, I can't wait for him to slide into my TV screen looking like he's half in the bag.
Yeah, right. And now he's on college football, too. But Dean Blandino says to make football better, the NFL needs to make every single play reviewable.
Absolutely disagree. And Dean Blandino needs to be shot out of a cannon into space, never to be heard from again. Like George Clooney in that terrible space movie with Sandra Bullock. What was that called? Orbit? What the hell was that movie? Oh, who cares? Movie was terrible.
Petroberto's category.
Movie was awful, except Clooney floated away early. Next.
All right, this one from Brandon Carr, 11-year corner, Baltimore Ravens. Take away some protection of the quarterbacks.
Disagree. Quarterbacks are assets. They're not just players. They are the brand. You have to protect them. If you like getting paid, Brandon, the QBs are a big reason why. Disagree.
All right, I have to go to this one from our good friend.
Double box.
Scott Hansen.
Oh, God. Why was he on this list? All he does is read a prompter and kick it to highlights.
Host of NFL Red Zone Channel.
Oh, 7 hours of uninterrupted.
This was a popular topic, though, the offseason. Scott Hansen says, make the onside kick a real play again. Let's morph the onside kick into a 4th-and-15 offensive play.
I'm fine with that. That was the Bronco proposal a few weeks ago, a few months ago, maybe. I agree with that. Offer teams a choice. Maybe you get teams going for it more on 4th down.
So the next one's totally opposite of Dean Blandino.
What, it makes sense?
Pete Carroll, kill instant replay.
I gotta be honest. I'm at a point now, I wouldn't mind it. A couple of years ago, I would have laughed at saying that. But I wouldn't mind it. I'm tired of it. It takes too long, and it's ruining my fun.
Oh, my God. How do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game? The Steelers, they're so hot.
That might be my favorite piece of audio in this station's history.
From Greg.
Poor Greg.
That is great. Next one here. 25 things we changed to make football great again. Put bad ownership up for a public vote.
Oh, come on. Sure. Yeah, it sounds great. Odds of happening? Zero. I mean, sure, I could say yes to it, Mike, but I mean, can we get a halfway realistic suggestion?
It'd totally change everything, that's for
Jeez.
Sure. Hunter Henry, ensure that each team gets a possession in overtime.
Disagree. If you want a possession in overtime, don't give up a touchdown. It's not that big of an ask.
Who wants pizza?
Lindsey Jones, be more progressive about players using marijuana.
Agreed. I mean, weed is legal everywhere. It should be legal in the league. And many players are using it for medicinal purposes, not just to get blown out on a Thursday night. So, yes, I think they need to be more progressive about it because it's a legitimate medical treatment option for players who are enduring a massive amount of physical abuse playing the sport they play.
We might lose to the Browns!
Oh, David, you're going to lose to the Browns. I can't wait.
Next one's from a guy named Chris Nowinski.
Who?
Well, you're gonna know what this is about. Co-founder and CEO of Concussion Legacy Foundation.
Okay.
So, I can't even read this one, but eliminate tackle football until high school.
I'll answer it seriously. I just don't know the science behind that claim. I don't know what that would benefit. I mean, no matter when you start playing, there's really no link between how much you play and CTE. It can happen fairly quickly. It can happen over a long haul, or for some guys, maybe it never happens. I don't have enough science to take that seriously and comment on it seriously.
Finito.
Thank you. I hope Pat Shermer's finito this year.
Well, speaking of him and the Giants, I guess, is a former Giant.
Why do we do this every football segment? I'm begging you to ignore the Giants.
No, this is the next one in line. Give fans an Odell Beckham camera only on him the entire time, just like we saw with Zion that ESPN did.
I disagree. I didn't like the Zion thing, and I wouldn't like the OBJ thing. Boring.
This next one's a very, we've kind of talked about this before in terms of technology.
Okay.
From Sam Farmer, LA Times. Do away with chain gangs and use a laser to mark off 10 yards.
100%. Can you imagine that in today's NFL, with the technology, with the methodology that's been put in place to do things in an efficient manner, that they still want to trot out two senior citizens connected by a chain that is 10 yards long, and we are going to arbitrarily spot and measure footballs.
With an index card, too.
Right.
Don't forget that.
Think about the lunacy of that. Agree completely.
Put a microchip in the ball. You could have it down to the yard.
Mike, at the point they're at right now, you're already giving away 5 to 7 yards of free spots. You see these guys arbitrarily spotting the ball. It drives me nuts.
How about this one here? Similar to stuff we've heard in the NBA. See the playoffs by record, not division title.
Agree. I think the geographical boundaries of playoffs needs to go away. I'd love to see no more conferences when the playoffs come around. Seed it best to worst. NBA, great example. Give me the top 16 teams. I don't care East, West, none of it. I don't care if in 1 year 12 Western Conference teams make it. Give me the best teams, seed them, let's play. Same thing with the NFL. I don't need NFC and AFC come playoff time. Give me the best, and let's get the best teams playing in the Super Bowl. I'm down.
And for what it's worth, that one came from Eric Winston, who's the president of the NFLPA.
He's the former tackle of the Texans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What about increasing roster size? Does that need to happen?
I err on the side of yes. The problem is the minute they go to do that, these greedy owners are going to want 18 games. I just argue about it. Look, when my team has won a Super Bowl, like the Giants, I mean, hell, they had Chase Blackburn off the couch playing middle linebacker for him. You know, signing dudes off the street. By the time they won their first Super Bowl, their seventh round pick was their starting running back. I think you do need more players. And I'm fine creating a few more low-end veteran minimum jobs. Like, what would five extra players, how would it hurt the league? I don't think it would. And I also don't think, I don't want 18 games. I don't ever want to see it.
From Sal Palantonio, send replay review into our living rooms. Get to watch and hear the conversations that these people are having.
Sal, go to bed. You're drunk. What? I don't want to see anything to do with replay. Nobody here. Here, Sal, here's what your idea looks like. It's called this year's Kentucky Derby. Wait, Barbara Bowden or whatever her name was. Yeah, let's go stare at Barbara Bowden watching TV for 23 minutes as they delayed the whole Kentucky Derby. Oh, yeah. Oh, please. I want that every week. No.
All right, two more quick points here from Rich Eisen. Give the ball back to the offense on fumbles through the end zone.
Give the ball back to the offense.
You know, if you fumble through the end zone, the defense gets it.
Sure. I don't think – what does that happen? Twice a year?
Yeah.
I don't think that's come on, Rich.
Last one from the founder of Pro Football Focus, Neil Hornsby. Shorten the game.
Huh?
Shorten the game. There's no reason a football game cannot be played in 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Okay, does he have suggestions how?
I would propose that the clock run on incomplete passes to the last 4 minutes of each half. That's the main one.
Yeah, but hold on. Do you know how – dude, scoring would go down by so much. Jesus. Every possession would double in time almost. Tell Neil, stick to handing out grades.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.